Tyler Bowers, where are we? Oakland?
Yeah.
Nice speed today in practice all day long. You felt really good. You were good here last year, too, but let's get to that. What's with the improved practice times? Stepping on your chest protector. What's with the improved practice times today? What'd you find?
We just, Donk and I, you know, got to work this week. I had that German championship thing I was doing, and we got a little bit of late start before the season, no matter what, or on top of everything. I didn't get my bike so pretty late in the year, a couple weeks before A1, and then, go to A1, try to do your thing, fly to Germany the next week, and then the next week you get back, it's raining, so you just kind of chill at the house all week. I'm jet lagged anyway, whatever. So this week was the first week Donk and I really got back to work. All my tie bolts came in, so for me, I'm I did the testing all summer, so I'm big on bike feel. I can really tell a lot of things. I'm pretty, I wouldn't say picky, but I can feel a lot, you know what I mean? I know how to make this thing work pretty good. So Donk and I this week, you know, just got after it. We tried a couple things, made a shock change with Brummy at Showa, and then changed some bolts. That is a big thing for me. Just changed some things around, got the bike working good. I think more than anything, just rode more this week and got comfortable on the bike again. You know, I was really comfortable on this 2019 Cowie 450 before Monster Cup, and then I got hurt at Monster Cup and had a lot of off time, and I just haven't really got a chance to feel like it's my bike again.
Yeah.
And I'm just starting to get back into it, you know, and just feel comfortable on my own bike, and I'm just really excited for the next few races.
Definitely looked pretty good today. Donkey testy, so that was a big part of it, I guess. Just feeling better, right, on a motorcycle. So this is what we should expect going forward a little bit from you.
Yeah, I think so. People say, you know, Oakland, you know, I just love Oakland. But, I mean, Oakland's just as gnarly as Anaheim, and we're racing the same guys. So just try to keep improving every week. I've got a few things I can work on fitness-wise and stuff. Like I said, I got a little bit of a late start. So we're good. I think Donk and I are working well together, and we got the box van here. It only died on us one time on the way up, and then we only ran out of gas another time. So I take that back. It stalled on the way in the gate. I had to start it up at the gate. So, anyway, we're here, and we look to go to San Diego next week.
Main event tonight, track looked like it got pretty brutal, pretty beat down, man. A lot of guys are struggling out there.
Yeah, it was blown. I got off to a rough start. I took a risk. I don't normally like going outside off the start, and there was a couple rough gates on the inside, so I went way outside. And I was like, yeah, whatever, I'll try it. It was a horrible idea. So I was like, I there might not even been anybody behind me. I don't know. So I charged through. Luckily, a couple guys went down. I think Donk said I might end up 12th or so. But the track was just so beat, dude. Like it was a lot. It wore you out, and you had to really think. And you're trying to like square up lines to try to avoid all these bumps and ruts and weird kickers and jumps and stuff. And then they got some other dude trying to hit you head on coming into the corner. And it was a pretty exciting night for sure.
Yeah, it looked like some very good, very very elite riders looked like they were struggling near the end, you know, to hold it together fitness wise.
Yeah, I mean, and I think on top of everything, like the whoops in practice, they were like they were big and they were gnarly, but they were like they were big and round and kind of close together. So I thought those were gunshots.
Me too.
Thank God they're fireworks. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I thought they were big and round, and so we all, you know, we get our bikes set up for that, and then we come out in the night show, and they rebuilt the whoops, but now they're all pointy, you know, and it's not anybody's fault. The track crew does a great job. It's just whoa, hey, surprise. Yeah. So. And then because they were pointy, you know, they broke down differently. And I think a lot of us were struggling to make changes to the bike and in our riding in general to figure out these whoops again. Because those were huge tonight.
Yeah. Hey, you got to show us stuff on your bike. I know you test with these guys a lot. Could you have gone with K by B if you wanted, or was Cowie pushing you to try the show us stuff?
I just had the Showa stuff. So, Brummy's a good friend of mine at Showa. And a couple years ago, I was left without a ride, without a bike. I talked to the guys at Cowie. They let me borrow a bike for the summer. And Brummy was able to scrape up some trash parts out of the trash can. And we put some suspension on it. And I was happy. And then, you know, what they get out of it, I get to, you know, test a little bit with it. You know, and they get two guys on the track now that, you know, they have Joey and then they have me. And they get feedback from both of us, you know, on race day. And we can make smarter changes for everybody involved. So, it's just a really good relationship. And I love working with the Showa guys, and yeah, everybody at Cowie, I get taken care of, so I'm happy.
Cool, thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot.